Welcome to The Scales of Truth with me, Tyson Harley. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley. Here we are. This is episode 3 of the podcast, but the first sports episode. What's going to happen is that I'm going to, you know, call certain things, even though I'm going to sequentially, unless and until I get separate podcasts, I will sequentially call the podcast by that sequential number, this being episode 3. I had an introduction episode and another episode that was more politics-based. So what we'll do is still call this episode 3, but we'll say that this is the first episode in the sports category. So here's my take on this. It's striking to me. I don't want University of Kentucky to win ever in basketball. However, you got to give props and respect to Calipari as a coach, as the unique coach that he is regarding his unique approach. And it occurs to me that John Calipari is the 5-hour work week coach of NCAA basketball. What I mean by that is there's a book called The 5-Hour Work Week. I believe the author is Timothy Ferris. I read it about a year ago. It really did help me. Now, it's not about just scamming. In fact, it's not really about scamming at all. What it's saying that if you reprioritize, you're going to make your work so much more efficient that you're going to find yourself potentially not having to work very long at all. In fact, he would say in most jobs, you won't have to as much. I can tell you that I applied this to my workplace and my work task, and it definitely helped. The idea being this, if there's something that is so important that you would consider it one of the most important things you need to do, then it's important enough to do quickly, and it's important enough to do first and foremost. And then all of your major tasks are in that hierarchy too. But, you know, so to the extent there are 5 major tasks that you need to get done every week, well, what do you wait until Wednesday to do them for? There's no time like the present. And then, you know, you have those things done and can work on other things. Your stress is a lot lower. What happens when we have our 40 hours? It's just foisted upon us. That's tradition, right? We know we got 40 hours to fill, and it's not that we don't work hard. I've always been one of the very hardest workers wherever I've worked. But you can not want to get to that third most important thing if you were to make that list, because it's a pain in the butt. And so you let yourself get distracted a little bit. You're still working, but maybe you're prolonging email strings too much. You're trying to be helpful in off-the-cuff, ad hoc situations. And sometimes in so doing, then you're the person who's known for doing that, and you get more traffic. And then meantime, you've gone through Wednesday, and you haven't got your top 3 priorities for the week done. And before you know, why didn't this stuff get done? Some of these things are reportable, you know? In basketball analogy, some of these things are your score for the week. Well, why didn't this get done? Well, I was busy. Well, you know, yeah, you were busy, but if you would have reprioritized, you just would have had the habit of getting those things done very, very quickly, and none of those turn into fires, and your reportables, your score, if you will, is always in your favor. So the idea would be, as you can see by the title, 5-Hour Work Week, that your most important things, and there are other strategies that the book, you know, goes through that allow you to do this. It's not just getting your most important things done as early, as quick as possible. It gives you some keys on other things that can allow you to get down to that 5 hours as opposed to, you know, 3 days versus the regular 5 or 2 days. So the reason I say this is like John Calipari is this. So many recruiters, I'm a KU fan. I live not far from KU. It's my local program, and thus I always want them to do well. So my coach is Bill Self, and I can just imagine in a living room that Coach Self will be telling him, hey, don't know if you'll be here every year, but every single year you're with us, you're going to get better. Okay? If you stay that second year, you'll be better. We'll work on you. You stay that third year, you'll be better. We'll work on you. What I think that happens with that is that some of these types of coaches who would say that maybe try to do the break down the freshman first type of a thing. And what happens is with these types of coaches, and I'd say Coach Self, for the most part, his freshmen aren't precocious enough, even when he has good freshmen. They're not precocious enough. They're first, you know, taught to be defensive-minded and be humble. Well, Calipari gets around this. He's a five-hour work week of basketball coaching because he says, listen, guys, if it's urgent enough to do, if it's important enough to do, well, we got to have urgency because you may not be here next year, okay? You're not going to have time to gel with this set of guys eventually. I mean, obviously, some of their guys stick around longer, but so much of that team doesn't and gets flipped over every year. If it's important enough to do now, if it's important enough to work on your skills for your draft, it's important enough to do now because we got 4.5 months, guys, whatever, 5 months, whatever it turns out to be. 4.5 months, I think, is about right when you think about it. If it's important enough for you to gel with your team by the end of your college career, it's important enough to do now because you don't have any time. Okay? If it's important enough to work on your weaknesses, then it's important enough to do now. If it's important enough for you to eventually want to be clutch, well, it's important enough to do now. There's no time. There's no time, guys. Get it done. And I think that in one regard, because of the situation, I don't want Kentucky to ever win, by the way, as an aside. I never want them to win. But you have to respect Calipari and what he does every year because he gets those freshmen because, in a way, they know that he's going to coach them up. Yes, they're incredibly talented. But again, there's so many other programs like KU who, yeah, their freshmen are good, but it's always kind of they kind of set back a little bit. They're not the clutch guys. Tonight was the night where Kentucky beat, who did they beat? They beat the, you know what, out of somebody. Beat them pretty good. I'm just not thinking of who it was right now. This is in the Sweet 16 2017. So they made the Elite Eight. And the other team it was UCLA. UCLA just didn't have much form, and it was two of the Monk and Fox were just precocious. They were clutch. They wanted the ball in their hands as freshmen because in some regard, they're not freshmen. They're seniors. It's the five-hour work week of college basketball, and he should be commended for it, for that approach. He really should. That said, I don't want him to win ever. That's my first sports take here on The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. I'll talk to you later. Be safe. See you next time. This has been The Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley, available on SoundCloud.